When it comes to fishing, a big catch gets you big-time bragging rights. This next story, though, puts a twist on that. Sebastian Martinez of member station KBIA reports on a sport that seeks out the smallest possible fish.
Adam Wolf likes catching big fish. Really big fish.
I caught two 96-pound blue kits. Biggest bass are probably around 10 pounds. Biggest crappie, I caught two 3-pound crappie.
And as the owner of Tombstone Tackle Bait Shop in Columbia, Missouri, he has a lot of ways to do it.
Nightcrawlers, minnows, shiners, goldfish, and then frozen bait like chicken liver, turkey liver, shad guts, shad sides, skipjack herring, vacuum sealed whole shad.
But what about when anglers are after fish that are closer to the size of the bait in Wolf's shop? That's called microfishing, and it's growing in popularity. It's a hobby where instead of trying to catch the biggest fish, you target the smallest fish and the largest number of species, a process known as life listing. It's like what birders do, but for fish caught with a rod and a reel. Across town from Wolf's bait shop, Michael Moore, not the documentary film director, is wading in a shallow creek, turning over rocks and looking for tiny bugs to use as bait.
Oh gosh, I think they're eating each other. Have not taken aquatic entomology, but most of them are different kinds of mayflies.
Moore is a doctoral student in fisheries conservation, and this is one of his first microfishing expeditions. As schools of sand shiners flit about in a rocky pool, Moore explains the type of gear this hobby demands.
Microfishing, you're usually using like the smallest size hook you can find at your local tackle store, so like your fly fishing hooks and things like that. And instead of casting like you would regular fishing, it feels really weird, but you're usually just dangling the bait in front of fish that you can see.
Moore puts one of his mayflies on a hook and dangles it in the water for only a minute before he gets a bite.
What'd you get there?
So this is just a little bluegill. You can catch a lot of these on regular lures too, but ones that are small are usually pretty hard to catch.
To get hooks small enough to catch a lot of microfish species, microfishers sometimes have to order them from Japan, where the hobby is more popular. Why does the size matter? Because the biggest variety of fish species in the U.S. are microfish, like minnows and darters.
Some people have like 400 species on their list, and they're adding to it all the time.
I just passed 400 on a trip earlier this summer.
That's Ben Cantrell, a microfishing enthusiast in Peoria who runs the website microfishing.com and its associated Facebook page.
I'm nowhere near the top. There's a guy out in California, Steve Wozniak, not the co-founder of Apple. He's got, I think, 1,600 or so.
In seeking out new species to add to their list, microfishers sometimes resort to extreme measures, like driving across several states to catch just one specific species, or camping out on frozen lakes using sonar to target fish. The sport certainly isn't for everyone, and Cantrell is used to people thinking his hobby is a little weird.
A lot of people will ask us what we're doing when they see us fishing. Some people are puzzled, some people are interested, and sometimes we convert someone into trying.
And Cantrell says the hobby is growing, convert by convert, which will likely translate to a lot of pictures of little fish and a lot of little fish stories. For NPR News, I'm Sebastian Martinez in Columbia, Missouri.